Welcome to episode 3 of Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home. I am Hammy, and this is Punchy.
What's going on, guys?
And wow, let's just get right into it, Mike. We had an excellent episode 3.
Yeah, now, for those of you who were wondering why the de-emphasis on the Garrison-Hillary race, we got a lot more of it today. That's for sure.
We were wondering why there was a lot less of Garrison and Hillary debate last week, and I think Matt and Trey were saving their creative juices for the presidential debate, which happened on Monday. We taped the show on Wednesday night. It happened 2 days ago, the first presidential debate, to 84 million people and tuned in to watch this, and boy, oh boy, did Matt and Trey take shots at this debate. They even got Hillary's red dress down in both in the show, and they modeled it right after the debate. They even got the set animated right. And so they must have edited this scene last before they finalized the episode.
And you know what's going to happen? The last episode of the season is going to be predicated on who wins the election.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Because I'm pretty sure that the that the last episode of the season is going to coincide with the actual election itself. And I think they did that on purpose, especially them taking advantage of it being a 10-episode season now. Like, I'm pretty sure Election Day is going to be the season finale, or the day after, I should say.
Well, the season finale, if they're only doing 10 episodes, is mid-November. That's right on Election Day. That's going to be right on the election.
Yep, like the day after, which means like they've probably got two versions
of what they want, because now they're continuing storylines, so they have an end game to all of this.
Yeah, they've probably got two endings in the can. They're probably going to wait for to add to that based on what happens, election night, and like South Park always does as far as getting stuff quickly to the audience. So we did see a lot of that today, again, based on the red dress and also clips from the election.
And the set from the debate. It was almost to a T, perfectly animated. Yeah. They even got Lester Holt animated great.
Yeah.
So let's get right into it. Let's discuss episode 3 of this season of South Park. It opens up with a show called Simply Heidi, talking to Freja Olengard from Denmark, the Olympian that Gerald started trolling last episode.
Yep.
And Gerald is watching this show as he's staring very closely to his computer screen, drinking the wine. And it got to the point where Heidi, the host of the show, started mentioning positive comments,
which were all just Gerald making names that were references to a mastectomy.
We'd like to share some comments we've received, many from doctors who believe your website is saving lives. The first is a comment from a physician in Spain. You go, girl. You're doing great things. Don't let trolling stop you. And that is from Dr. Where'd Your Tits Go in Spain.
He shoots. He scores.
And there's this one. Believe in yourself and don't listen to the haters. You're an inspiration. That's from Hungarian physician Dr. Kutz Your Boobs Off.
From the three-point line.
I'm sorry. Am I missing something?
And Frazier,
I love the cuts to Gerald. Oh, from the 3-point line, like Stephen Curry.
Or Frazier just getting frustrated because the host is just too stupid to realize.
We've been trolled. So, what were your thoughts on that?
My thought, it was a great scene. I mean, Gerald played the role of the troll very well. The actual troll, who, let's face it, most trolls are actually not basement dwelling.
Most trolls are everyday people. Like, the more basic someone looks, the more likely they really
are a
troll.
If you call our BS on that, we know quite a few trolls.
Yes, we do. So cops show up to the Broflovsky residence, and Gerald thinks, oh my god, I've been made. Oh my god, I've been caught. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. But really, it's the cops showing a picture of Eric Cartman pretending that, you know, they set up so it looks like Cartman really did commit suicide, but they were trying to figure out why Cartman committed Twitter suicide.
Going back with the theme of people basically confusing someone leaving Twitter with
actually killing themselves.
Yeah. And what I love is how the cops, like, they made fun of people who say, oh, I'm quitting Twitter, and leaving a 40-tweet explanation as to why.
The events surrounding his quitting Twitter were very suspicious. Most people that quit Twitter leave at least 3 paragraphs stating that they're quitting Twitter before they quit Twitter. This child just stopped using it.
Kyle!
We're simply trying to gather information on whether this was a Twitter suicide or Twitter homicide.
And that might be my favorite line of the episode. Yeah. The cop explaining that people leave a lot of paragraphs, because you and I have been on Facebook and Twitter for years. We've seen meltdowns. We've seen people just quit their social media. And it's true. Every single time someone quits Twitter, they leave a long-winded paragraph explaining why they're the victim in any situation. They blame everyone for their problems. And then they say they're leaving Twitter because they just can't handle it anymore. So the cops doing this, to me, was one of the most brilliant parts of this episode.
I do agree on that one. And again, like, great reference. How many celebrities have quit Twitter after just writing a monologue in tweets?
Leslie Jones is the most recent example.
I'm pretty sure Joss Whedon did.
Joss Whedon did, too, because he just couldn't handle it anymore. Because of a lot of bullying and harassment he got from people over the Avengers or something like that.
Which is odd, because he's known for being very good with female characters. So I don't know why there was backlash there, but that's for another show one day.
So this episode titled called The Damned, and we can take a guess as to where they're heading with this. I really don't know where they're leading with this episode.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that they kind of put
in. I mean, they have 10 episodes to fill out the season, and we are starting to get into the nitty-gritty details of this.
So, next we have the debate with Garrison and Hillary. What I like is they set it up with Hillary staffers telling her, no matter what he says, just say he's a liar and he can't be trusted. And then Garrison goes out telling voters not to vote for him because he has no fucking clue what he's doing. And what does Hillary do?
I've got to come clean. I had no idea I would get this far, but the fact of the matter is, I should not be president.
Okay, I will f*** this country up beyond repair. I'm
as the Hillary staffers are now
angry
smiling.
Little man.
Please, if you care at all about the future of our country, vote for her, okay? She's the one who at least has some experience. She's not as bad as you think, I promise. And unlike me, she's actually capable of running this country.
My opponent is a liar and he cannot be trusted.
No!
Oh my God, she is such a turd sandwich.
And that leads to Garrison just starting to get gradually very frustrated by saying, look, lady, I'm giving this to you. Take it. I don't want to be president.
That's what he literally
said. And all Hillary can respond with is, my opponent is a liar. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Because before this scene happened, her staff told her, here's a list of everything he's going to say, everything he's going to try to do. Only respond to him with, he's a liar and he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I think with Trey voicing Garrison as Trump, I think he was trying to paint a picture of maybe Trump is really thinking this, real life behind the scenes.
I mean, listen, Trump's been kind of, it almost seems like he's tanking this election. So, like, I think Matt and Trey are going with that
theory.
Yeah.
So Heidi, the first suicide girl Twitter suicide girl in South Park, leads Cartman to a park full of Twitter suicide victims, saying this is a place where we can all be free. We can all talk to one another where no one bothers us.
It's basically a park. Basically, all right, now that we're off Twitter, we can just go out and socialize.
And I like how there was one guy in a car driving by with his phone filming them, saying, "Oh my God, look at this! Do you see this? These are people who are lost souls, who have no followers on Twitter, who have no social media. Isn't that sad?" Yeah, sad. And as they both start tweeting on their phone,
I think that's why the episode was called "The Damned."
I have a feeling that's why it was called that too. The Damned, the lost souls and the lost social media souls.
Oh, yes, Undertaker.
Yeah. So then we get a good dose of Randy this episode, too, which was which was very surprising.
But very welcomed, because it's Randy
Very
Marsh.
Welcomed, very surprising. And I love when Randy gets a prominent role in any episode. As
because
you will see
Lord.
When we recap older and newer episodes, Randy is one of the best characters on this show.
Yeah, he's definitely the best side character, either him or Butters, but like he's one of the best.
He's the best adult character on the show by far. Him and Butters are my two personal favorites.
Garrison's up there too as far as adult characters.
Garrison now is up there is pretty awesome because I like how
Garrison's a shitty teacher, but he's a great character.
I like how they animated Garrison's campaign signs or whatever, douche 2016, make America great again, and they modeled it to look just like Donald Trump's campaign
just
signs,
like
which is great. So Randy storms into a bar, and he's wondering why people are voting for that giant douche Garrison. And that leads to Steve, Butters' dad, talking about, well, there are some people who are just sick and tired, and he speaks his mind, and he's trying to get people to join him or whatever, and
he's basically
people are starting to listen because people are fed up too. He's sounding like every Trump supporter out there,
like with no basis for why they're supporting him. He's like, he doesn't sound like a politician,
right? He doesn't sound like a politician, and he made that point very clear in this episode as well.
But no, he sounds like a businessman, which is worse. But that's for another show.
Garrison then has a public speaking event where he has no idea why and how he's still winning, to which the entire audience applauds everything he says. It's like, dude, I hate you people. Why are you voting for me? And
they're still
like,
cheering.
Woo, woo!
Which is essentially what Trump's doing right now.
Garrison is just a raging lunatic.
Raging lunatic racist and he even explained things that he did in past episodes. Like, I scissored another woman after having a sex change.
Right, referencing
the Dykes episode.
Right.
He mentioned all the other things, and he's just like dumbfounded that they're still cheering for him. And they're like, oh, he's so honest.
He really speaks his mind.
Which,
he really speaks his mind.
At this point with Trump supporters, Donald Trump could say he's shitting on the Bible while rubbing it face first onto the Pope, and these wackos will still vote for him.
So here's a clip of Garrison at his rally.
I am peeing my pants at the thought of being president, okay? No, shut up. Listen to me. You don't want a guy like me in the White House. You don't even want to know the shit I've done.
And to which everyone's still cheering for him. It's great. So that concludes Act 1.
Yep.
Part 1 of this episode. I think, and that sets a tone for the rest of this episode, where it's going to be more focused on Garrison because, again, the first presidential debate was Monday, and, I mean, God, that is just
a
ton of material to go with there. So Act 2 opens up with Gerald talking to Ike again about the troll.
And he's still very smug about it.
Yes, and he's very, very smug. He's trying to do the right parental thing, but smiling like, oh, you know, no one knows what this troll's going to do next.
Yeah,
nobody knows. Look at me. And then he leaves the room. So the next scene we transition is Heidi says to Cartman in the park, she thought that he was a troll and admits she was wrong. And it looks like Heidi and Cartman are starting to become pretty close here. They have one thing in common, and Cartman is still trying to put this whole social justice warrior thing on.
Yep, he's still doing it. I mean, it might be getting to the point where he's actually starting to become one. Because get over it. He had a... Like, he mentioned Amy Schumer by name in this one. Like, he's now mentioning famous female comedians by name in these episodes as his examples. But again, like, they're starting to get closer. And then that transitions from...
So when you held the assembly that women were just as funny as men, you weren't being sarcastic?
Women are funny, Heidi. Get over it.
All right.
Every time Amy Schumer talks about her vagina, I lose my f***ing mind.
All right. So the get over it thing has now become a thing with me.
It's become a thing with me, too.
It's like, oh, you're cutting me off? I'm going to beep at you. Get over it. Like, just random stuff like that. Oh.
And he went on about, you know how to tell if women are funny? If black guys find you funny.
Yeah.
Why? Because black lives matter.
Black laughs matter. Which was fucking hilarious. So, Garrison has another rally. Where once again, now he's bashing his supporters. And they're still idiotically cheering for him.
He's like, I don't know why you morons still vote for me. Why? You just stupid motherfuckers. And you see someone look at, you see an audience member look at another audience member like, man, he doesn't sound like a politician at all.
Like,
he
really,
just tells it like it is.
And it's like Trump, because I think Trump knows he's in over his head now, but his ego will not allow him to just drop out of the race.
Well, he also has the entire Republican Party now. Like, he's the Republican nomination. So if he drops out, it looks bad for everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, he could really just say fuck it and drop out, but his ego will not allow it.
I don't think so. Gerald realizes at the bar via the news that Frasier Olengard actually killed herself. Like, literally, like, this time someone really did kill themselves from the
social
troll.
Media views, yeah.
So the Olympian jumped to her death from her apartment building and is now dead. And Gerald now realizes, oh my God, I'm responsible for someone's death. Holy shit.
So he starts panicking. And, like, panicking to the point where he's having a breakdown in the bar bathroom.
He has a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen now with Gerald? Because we find out a clue as to what might happen with him at the end of this episode.
He's going to eventually slip up and get caught.
I agree with you. I think we said that on last week's episode, that something's going to happen with Gerald where he either accidentally lets it all out or someone catches him.
Yeah.
Which the latter, you know, people... might actually happen. The latter, I think, is what's going to happen. So, next scene. Randy and Steve have a moment where they ask why everything sucks and why people are flip-flopping on who they're voting for in this election. Again, between Giant Douche and Turd Sandwich.
And they flip-flopped, and then
they wonder if something from another world is controlling their thoughts.
And then they go to have some member berries, and Randy has a realization.
That's in Act 3. And at the wake of the Olympian, the president of Denmark says they have been planning an attack of their own to capture the troll, and they have to say its name. That's step one.
So they're just going to say...
And there's Act 2.
And then Act 3, Cartman and Heidi meet again at the park. This is where the Black Lives Matter thing actually comes up, because his thing is to prove that women are funny by having black people laugh at their jokes.
Which is hilarious if you've ever been to a comedy club or been around any comedy scene.
I can attest, a joke can flourish or bomb depending on how black audience members react to it, especially if the joke is racial or has anything to do with gender.
Yeah, black people are like, they're not known to laugh at these sort of things.
They're a very tough audience. I when I was able to freely do open mics and stuff, like, the most tense rooms were the black rooms.
And why is that? Why do you suppose it's hard for black people to laugh at racial and sex jokes from
jokes in general, but black people see through bullshit when it comes to comedy. They don't like pandering. So, like, that's why people like Kurt Metzger mention, like...
But they love Hillary Clinton, no.
I mean, do they, though? Like, they like Bill Clinton, and it's kind of like nepotism. But, like, as far as, like, comedy goes, they're a tough audience. They see through BS.
That's an understatement, tough audience.
Yeah, if you try, like, stuff that would work in an alt-hipstery, bar show... like, they're just going to tear you to shreds. So, like, you've got to, like, and you can't get too inside. You can't get too, like, referential. But they are the most brutally audience when it comes to whether they approve of a joke or not. And they are the most likely to either heckle or, even worse, just give dead silence. Like, they will not pity laugh.
They don't fuck around as far not as their comedy goes. So continuing on, Randy goes to a farm where you could pick your own fruits. And he goes to pick some member berries.
Or at least to find out more about the member berries.
Or to find out more, which leads me to believe that there's something with the member berries.
Yep.
Because to transition from Randy and Steve to the Denmark funeral was a very Men in Black looking thing. Like, if anyone see how the Men in Black movies ended,
it's like that.
They zoomed out, and the music from the episode kind of sounded like that, too.
Yeah.
It zoomed out from Colorado, the earth spun around, and it went to Denmark.
Yep.
So it was very Men in Blackish, which could be, our member berries an alien thing? We haven't seen aliens on South Park in a while, so.
Been a long time.
A very long time, so we could maybe see some alien activity. So Randy goes to a pick-your-own farm where half the farm, at least, is covered with member berries, and they're all still saying, remember Star Wars? Remember Battle of Hoth? Remember the trash can scene? Remember all that? You remember. I love the member berries are probably my favorite thing about this season so far.
I love their attack on nostalgia via the member berries.
So, like we said a few minutes ago with what we might find out where...
Gerald.
What happens with Gerald...
He
comes out of the supermarket to find a little note under the windshield of his car.
And the note says, Gerald Broflovsky, I know who you are.
Uh-oh. So what does Gerald do? He goes home in a panic.
Well, he deletes everything on his cell phone.
Smashes his phone.
Goes home, deletes all files, takes out his hard drive for his computer, catapults it and his laptop into the lake, and then makes sure that there's nothing on Ike's computer as well.
And then he realizes that, oh my God, we're synced up to the same network, Ike's computer, blah, blah, blah. So as he's going to delete everything off Ike's computer, he gets an email saying, meet me under the bridge at 9 a.m. So
I think this is going to have nothing to do with his trolling, though.
I don't know. I think it just might be. So the final scene, Cartman and Heidi are in a McDonald's and talk about how life might not be so bad post-Twitter. And it actually looks like Cartman and Heidi might actually be coming a little close here. Are we seeing Cartman become a functional human being?
It's possible. You never know. I mean, I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop with Cartman. But, so, and in this exchange, Cartman asks her if girls have balls. To which Heidi says no. Then he goes, well, what do you guys scratch underneath your vagina if you don't have balls?
Do you want to see?
Yeah, she asks if he wants to see, and Cartman's just like,
holy shit.
Yeah, like, he's like, holy shit, this is going to happen.
And that's how your episode ends. That's how episode 3, The Damned, ends. First off, what did you learn from this episode?
What I learned is that they're very good at... Garrison supporters are just as fickle and stupid as Trump voters. Like, where he is literally shitting on his voting base, and they're still like, I'm a vote for him, I love him.
He tells it like it is. He doesn't sound like another politician. What I learned from this is how hypersensitive people get over social media, and how people take social media and put their entire lives on it, instead of just living their life like normal people.
And
what I realized is it should be just an obvious of just how reliant people are on social media and how like overblown this is. Like, when someone quits social media, it's, oh my God, it's amazing. But we really don't need social media in our lives. We can interact without needing it. That's what I learned this episode.
My favorite Cartman line was the Black Lives Matter line. What about yours?
Black Lives Matter was very funny. And I have to say, the police officers... Usually when someone quits Twitter, they post 3 or 4 paragraphs explaining why they're quitting Twitter. We want to find out if this is a Twitter suicide or a Twitter homicide. But I also have one more favorite line. and I don't know why I didn't play this clip before. When Gerald Broflovski asks the police officers why they just can't go ask Cartman himself why he quit Twitter. Yes.
People don't just quit social media. They post long, drawn-out messages on social media explaining why they're leaving social media.
Look, officers, why don't you just go ask him why he quit Twitter?
At where, sir? At where?
That might be the best comeback. At where, sir? At where? That's my favorite line of this episode. That, to me, is the line of the episode. So what do you think is going to happen next week? Do we have any guesses?
I think we're more than likely going to find out.
The first teaser should be on Monday.
Yeah. We're going to definitely find out who Gerald is supposed to meet. Aside from that, I mean, again, I don't even think that meeting's going to be about his trolling. I think it's going to be a red herring, and they're not going to have him revealed as being... Or it's going to be someone like Milo Yiannopoulos or another like known internet troll.
That could, oh my God, that might be it.
Yeah, like someone who's actually on his side.
Because we said last week that South Park has to tackle Milo at some point because in the face of all this celebrity Twitter bashing and trolling, Milo is the guy. He is the troll of all trolls on social media. And
well, he tries to be.
This episode or the next episode could be Milo finding out who Gerald is and inviting him to join their secret troll club or whatever. Yeah,
which I hopefully they'll name Breep Bar because all that stupid wasteland of a site is. I think they're gonna connect him to Milo Yiannopoulos at some point this season. Might be next week.
Has to be.
Like he thinks it's someone being who wants to out him, but it's gonna be someone who wants to like help him.
That very well could be it. I'm gonna go with that. And before we head out, I just want to let you guys know we are part of the Brainstew Radio Network. You can subscribe to the show on its own on iTunes by searching "Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home." You could follow us on Twitter at Brainstew Radio the Network. And subscribe to all the shows on the Brainstew Radio Network. We have 8 great shows for you to subscribe to. And every week, Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home is brought to you by Brainstew Radio. Subscribe to all of our shows at brainstewradio.com. We are also brought to you by Skunk Duck Designs. All of the logos you see on the website are designed by Kane at Skunk Duck Designs. You can also listen to his shows at Social Jam Fall Radio. And Stay Tuned Sports, great shows. This show is also brought to you by Pro Wrestling Magic for your weekly dose of real indie pro wrestling. Check out Pro Wrestling Magic and Brainstew Media, the parent organization of Brainstew Radio for all of your audio and video production needs. For Punchy, you are at Hipster Punchy on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
I am at Hams Gruber on Twitter. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will talk to you next week, where we hope to find out what happens next in the saga of Gerald and Garrison. I rate this episode, by the way, a solid 8. Much better than last week. Real quick, Punchy, where do you rate this episode?
This is one time where I'm going to agree. Solid 8.
Solid 8. We will see you guys next week. Have a wonderful time.
Caught me going to see some Vajay.
Hopefully.